Hello and welcome to Penalty on the Podcaster, the week landfall predicting podcast. This week predicting the Thanksgiving games and Black Friday game for week 13 of the 2024 NFL season. So this week is kicking off with the Bears at the Lions for a reason which I don't remember, but is found on the NFL Throwback channel in a video I suggest you watch. Which involves a partnership between the Lions and the owner of a TV station. The Lions always play on Thanksgiving, and this time they're hosting the struggling Bears. And so, last year, I think the Lions game was actually really good. Anyway, now they're hosting the Bears. They're almost assuredly going to win this. So, for the Bears, Ryan Bates and Elijah Hicks are out. For the Lions, Taylor Decker is out. David Montgomery is questionable, but he probably will play, seeing as he has full participation in practice. And Monroe St. Brown also has full participation in practice, listed as questionable. Also, Carlton Davis is out. Obviously, the Lions are going to win this. This is a pretty easy matchup to judge. It's a 10-1 team versus a 4-17. The Lions have been doing amazing this year, and the Bears are frankly not. So, yeah, definitely the Lions, 31-12. All right, now Giants at Cowboys. The Giants have been doing terribly. They cut Daniel Jones. I was right about him. Not worth the money in the slightest. The Cowboys are stuck with Cooper Rush and Dak Prescott, the $60 million man, has been out for a good chunk of the season. Again, he's not worth the money, but it's a lot more money than Daniel Jones. So now the Giants lineup is just some of the worst at quarterback I think I've ever seen. Tommy DeVito backed up by Drew Locke with Tim Boyle as third string. It is, they have the worst quarterback room in the league by far, and it wasn't much better with Daniel Jones around either. Cowboys not doing so great, but better than the Giants. Now, Tommy DeVito is even questionable and did not participate in practice with a forearm injury in his right arm, meaning Drew Locke, might start. So, that would not be good for the Giants. And Deontay Banks is questionable. And Armin Watts is out. For the Cowboys, Kalen Carson is out. Trayvon Diggs is questionable, limited participation. Jake Ferguson is out with a concussion. Eric Kendricks is questionable, did not participate in practice. And Zach Martin is out, ankle injury. Nick Vigil is questionable, limited participation. That's a foot injury. The Cowboys, while not doing well, are still better than the Giants and are going to win this. Probably by a score, I don't think the Giants are going to do much of anything. Maybe I think they get 6 points. But I think the Cowboys get 20 points. So 20-6. It's not going to be a great game. And then Thursday night football, except not, because it's not on Prime. 5-6 Dolphins, 8-3 Packers. I mean, the Dolphins have been coming back a little. Now that Tua is back and everything. But they're not better than the Packers. And also, Teron Armstead is questionable, limited participation. Tyce Bowser is out. And Kendall Fuller is out. Anthony Walker is also out. For the Packers, Jair Alexander is out, which is a problem for them. Edrian Cooper, Romeo Doubs are out. John Fitzpatrick is questionable. Isaiah McDuffie is questionable. And Josh Myers is questionable. I still think that Jordan Love Packers are better than the Dolphins. I think this will be a much better game than the other two. I think it will end in a 24-17 victory for the Pack. And then Friday, the Friday game. Now they do Black Friday football. Last year was Jets versus Dolphins, and we got the Javon Holland Hail Mary. So, if you don't remember that one, didn't watch the game. So the Jets are pretty far back. End of the second quarter. And last play, they go for a Hail Mary. What could possibly go wrong, you know? Like, if it succeeds, you get points on the board. If you fail, half ends anyway. Anyway, Javon Holland intercepted it and made an improbable, almost impossible play where he didn't go super fast, but he went kind of slow, but he picked his moves wisely and went into the end zone. I think it was like 101 yards, and the Jets ended up losing a pick six on that play, which is insane. That's why it's called the Hail Mary. It was the worst case scenario of a Hail Mary ever. Anyway, now it's the Raiders 2-9 at the Chiefs 10-1. I mean, the Chiefs are obviously going to win this. The Raiders have really nothing going for them this year. The Chiefs, they did lose to the Bills, but they are a superb football team. Much better than the Raiders. This is going to be a blowout. 35 Patrick Mahomes, five combined touchdowns. And let's see. Yeah, 35-10 Chiefs. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed. Tune in later for the full length episode on the Sunday games. So you'll hear more of me next episode.